Hello and welcome to Assertive Radiance. I am your host, Nadia Fleury, and today's episode, How to Receive What You Desire. Hello and thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate that you are here. Before I go into the topic, though, I want to mention that I am going to take a well-deserved break for the next month. There are a few things that I do want to focus on, mainly to continue writing Jasmine's story. And I also have a few surprises along the way, so stay tuned for next episode release, which will be on July 5th, 2021. In my talk today, I will be using the last two episodes as a backdrop, and I will go behind the scene as to why some people always appear to be lucky and get what they want, while others don't. Since I'm talking about luck, I do remember an incident that happened to me a few years ago, which was my old high school friend, Sunny. At one point, we were on the phone together. And she said on the phone, "You know, Nadia, I'm somewhat jealous of you because you are so lucky. You always get what you want. You have a knack to realize all your dreams, whereas I'm struggling with everything." Now, to help you put things into context, I need to add that one of the reasons Sunny thought that I was luckier than her and somewhat jealous was because she dreamt of traveling the world when she was a teenager. But she never accomplished her dream. Instead, she settled in the countryside of Canada. And another thing I want to bring up here is that when we were teenagers, for some reason, in every class she got, it appeared that she always had the worst teachers, whereas I always had the best teachers. I truly believe that if we had switched schedules and I would have showed up in her classes and she would have showed up in my class, that it would be the same. She would not have liked my teachers. The point I'm making here is that it boils down to how she saw things from her perspective. But only after reflecting on my life that I can explain why my outcomes compared to Sunny were so different and why they appeared to be lucky from her point of view. The first factor that will affect your aspiration and your dreams and anything you want to happen in your life is your environment. Everything starts with our environment. Our parents, siblings, and close relatives' values and false belief will affect all of us unconsciously. So in a way, both Sunny and I had some similar childhood upbringing. We both grew up with our parents on welfare. I cannot tell how Sunny felt about that, but I was ashamed of it, and I did not like to talk about it. It forced me to be resourceful at a young age, which meant that I started babysitting at around age 13. Sunny's father struggled with depression, making him mentally checked out and absent. My mother was also depressive, and I hardly saw my father after my parents separated. At around 16, we both started hanging out with bad influence boys we had met. We were attracted to them because, without knowing, we both had the same desire to save them. Now you might say, what changed? Well, at 17, I made a conscious choice to change my environment. I enrolled in college, and the course that I wanted to take was given to only one college, which was located 45 minutes drive away from my hometown. Looking back today, especially if you have a car, it wouldn't be such a big deal. Back then, moving so far away without a car was pretty scary. I also didn't have any safety net, meaning that I knew my parents could not come and bail me out if I was stuck in any situation. And all these factors forced me to act responsibly at 17. I was the first in my family to venture so far away at such a young age, and it was my real first life experience of what it takes to live my life on my own terms. Moving away obliged me to make several sacrifices. For example, I had become popular amongst moms who wanted babysitting services, and I had to give up my steady income. And by the way, babysitting almost every weekend from age 13 to 17 kind of kept me away from a lot of negative influence. Again, this was another choice that I make to prioritize work over having fun with a gang. Trust me though, it wasn't fun to hear the popular kids bragging about their latest fun parties, as, you know, this was the 80s. And part of me longed to be cool with them. But I wasn't attracted to drinking and smoking and God knows what was going on in their party. As you can imagine, I wasn't popular in high school. And to avoid being picked on, which I was when I was around some of the rowdy crowd, I stayed hidden in the library. The truth is that I was on a mission. I had more important things to do in my life. So you might ask, why, Nadia, were you so driven at a very young age? My drive came from frustrations. I did not like being poor, and I didn't agree with my mom's views to put my hope on finding a good man who will provide for me. I believed that education was my ticket to leave behind the stigma of poverty. So I put all my effort to graduate quickly. And I also saw a lot of value in getting more than just a high school diploma. When I told my mom that I was heading to college, she flat out refused at first. "Nope, we can't afford that," was her usual refrain. Then I used some of her words against her. I said, "Mom, look at it on the bright side. You will have one mouth less to feed. Isn't that what you've been complaining since I'm born?" I know now how my words must have cut her heart in pieces. But remember, though, that this was the language I was exposed to. Without knowing, I was fighting against deeply rooted false belief that only rich people can afford sending their kids to college. The reasoning may have been valid when my mom was young, but in the 80s, in Quebec anyway, the government was giving a lot of financial support to encourage kids to go to college. Without knowing, I tapped into a gold mine that beats the habit of buying a lotto ticket every week. I bet on myself and put all my effort where I knew I could make a difference. This is the power behind a definite plan. However, having a plan is not a guarantee of success. The next step is even more crucial, which is to master self-control. Speaking from experience, it takes a strong why to master self-control. Notice what happens when parents insist on choosing what's best for their child. In time, it will be much easier to influence that person whose why is not theirs. When it's your own why and your life depends on it, no one stands a chance to stop you in your track. You become clear and you move along in life as straight as an arrow. Mind you, it's not easy to stay focused because it means that you have to say no to a lot of fun things because a lot of things appear to be cool when you're 17. During the first year of moving into the new town, I tried to stay in touch as best as possible with my friend Sonny. However, as time went on, I could feel that my relationship with Sonny was gradually shifting. Although she was going to college, in her case, she had stayed in our hometown, I could see that our priorities were no longer the same. Nevertheless, it's never easy to make drastic decisions, which I was forced to make about a year after I moved away into the new town. On that particular day, Sonny had called me with an objective: to convince me to spend the following weekend with her doing drugs. She called trying to sell me on the positive merits that doing drugs is not at all what I think it is, and that I should at least once give it a try. You see, when I moved away, I left behind the bad boys' teenagers. Sunny stayed connected with them. And one day, she met another young man who introduced her to drugs. I knew what she was doing, but it was kind of hushed down. And then it became obvious when I got the call from Sunny inviting me to join her on a weekend trip. I was sad on the phone. I was sad to see that my friend had chosen to drift into drugs because I could see that her new habit would take away from her dreams. I was also sad because I had to make a choice, my future or my friend. I chose my future. A few months later, Sunny dropped out of school. At 20, she got pregnant. At that point, she had to reevaluate her life choices and put a stop to her aspiration of traveling the world. We stayed somewhat connected, but Sunny was no longer my priority. I had graduated from college and had moved to Montreal, which was even further away from my hometown. A few years later, when I had the opportunity to move to California, I rose to the occasion. Without meaning to, I am sure I must have annoyed Sunny when I told her that I was leaving for California. As I'm reflecting on my life, I would say to you to always be vigilant with who you hang out with and select the people who fits your future, not your past. Another thing I want to mention here is that when I moved to college, I not only moved away from Sunny and the bad boys, but I also moved away from my mom's disempowering influences. I know my mom meant well, and she taught me valuable lessons. However, she lived in fear, and she was quick to say no to every opportunity. Moving away gave me a new start. Since today's topic is about how to receive what you desire, I've got to mention the big F word that stops 98% of the population. And that big F word is fear. If you are not getting what you want of life, most likely there's fear underneath it. Fear comes in different forms. I'm not suggesting that you should not be concerned if a nest of wasps is around you. I'm talking about deep-rooted fear. For instance, one of Sunny's fear was not belonging. You see, she was born 7 years after her older siblings. When she was 10 years old, her older siblings were, 17 and up, doing cool things, and she felt left out. When her mom would share stories, Sunny would always ask, "Was I there?" And her mom would say, "No, honey, you are my second family." And without meaning to, her mom's comments made Sunny feel like she didn't belong in a family. Sunny unconsciously connected with the bad influence boys because she craved connecting with a group. Also, in some ways, Sunny felt she always had to catch up to her siblings. So when Sunny was 17, her older sibling, now being in their late 20s, was starting to have a family. Well, that played along too. Wanting to be part of the group, she became pregnant at 20. Always be vigilant about your fear thoughts. If not controlled, they will derail you from your purpose and dreams. Beside fear, there's another thing you've got to be careful with. And this is love. Notice that Sunny craved to belong. She settled with a group that matched her longing as these bad influence boys lived in a group home. Love and fear are both powerful emotions. When mixed, they may confuse your state of mind. When not carefully analyzed, the emotion of love can muddle your judgment, sap your willpower, and blinds you to the fact and truth. Maybe Sunny did desire traveling around the world, but belonging to a group was more important, and she made that her priority. All that said about Sunny, I've got to be honest with you that I also had fears. However, my fears were different. I wanted to become financially independent so that I could live with peace of mind. I wanted to move as far as possible from the shame related to poverty and welfare. I also had another fear, to be manipulated into doing things I didn't want to do. You see, at 10 years old, I saw a part of a movie that my dad was watching. Obviously, he did not know where the movie was leading to, so when he realized the gruesomeness of it, he changed channel. However, I had seen a troubling scene where a woman had gotten into drugs and now was forced to do not very nice things. That movie shaped my life to steer away from drugs, violence, and anything abusive and manipulative. And in a way, my fears fueled me to change my environment. On the other hand, Sunny's fear fueled her to stay in an unhealthy environment. As I'm sharing this story, I realize that, yes, I believe we are all born under a lucky star. The trouble is that this kind of luck is abstract and intangible, until converted into something that makes us happy. I refer here to your talents and affinities, but it requires dedication to turn any talent into its physical equivalent that matches your desire. Take Celine Dion, famous Canadian singer. She knew she could sing at age 5. In fact, most of her siblings sang too. But in her family, only Celine made it where she is today. Why is that? Because she knew what she wanted, which was to sing in front of millions of people, and she was willing to do whatever it took to make it happen. Where would Celine be today if she had prioritized hanging out with her friends instead of practicing her voice? Many look at Celine's wealth today and say, oh, she's so lucky, she's a millionaire. Was she lucky? Or did she turn her assets into liquid luck? As we move through life, we are all presented with a series of events that brings us further along into a specific path. And along the way comes many doors of opportunity. Sometimes, though, you know what's on the other side of the door. Imagine for a moment there are 2 doors in front of you. One leads into your room where you know you need to study for a test. But you are distracted because on the 2nd door it's written party time and you can hear the laughter and the disco music on the other side. The fun ambience makes you want to switch gear. At that moment, you have a few seconds to choose. Do you go study or join the wild party? The choice you will make in that moment will have an impact on your aspirations, especially if you choose the wrong door and don't do something to get out of it. I say this because only time will give you what you desire if you utilize your time wisely. What I mean here is that time can either be on your side or you can use time against yourself. There's a reason as to why only 2% of the population stand out as successful. And I believe that the actual ratio is probably more like 2 out of every 10,000 people who truly get what they want of life. The rest will spend their life stuck in poverty and misery, blaming everything or everyone around them for their lack. I know what I'm saying here is huge, and it's quite a bold statement. However, I know this fact to be true because I've witnessed many people throughout history and saw their outcomes. Like I mentioned earlier, we are all born with skills and talents. However, it may require a lifetime of honing before you can convert them into their physical equivalent. What differentiates the ones who do receive what they desire versus those who don't boils down to one thing: self-control. If you can't control the urge to open the party door when you know you have to study for an exam, nothing will hold you from going further in the wrong path once you open the door. It's so easy for a person without self-control to spiral downward, because self-control is the only thing that can help you climb upward. Self-control gives you the power to hold on to the railing and say, "No, stop, I'm not going there. I have better things to do." And trust me, when you're in that situation, it takes a tremendous amount of strength to hold on when your chums start laughing at you and start calling you names like, "Hey, party pooper," or "Hey, loser, come on down with us." Your chums will lure you in because misery loves company. Who wants to drink or dance alone? It takes courage and guts to stand your ground and keep saying no to the things you don't want in order to invest your time into something you desire. It takes even greater courage to walk away into the unknown with no one familiar by your side. It takes determination to keep going on your own path when the next day your chums insist on telling you that you missed a great party last night. You may not be in a situation where you can make changes at that moment. Let's say that you are still in school and cannot quit in midterm. However, you can implement small changes to alleviate negative influences. The truth is, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And if your chums manage to influence you back into the group, the chances are that you will not resist other temptations either. One negative attraction leads to another. And trust me, these lures are damn attractive. Who would say no to love and to have some fun in life? Imagine you want to lose weight, only to be offered a delicious chocolate cake. Will you say no? Or will you postpone your diet to the next day? You want to quit smoking because you have 3 arteries blocked. Will you have the strength to stop? I do not believe that some people are luckier than others. Yes, some people live longer than others. However, while you are on this earth, no matter your circumstances, you have the right to choose. First, your state of mind. And second, which door will you go through? In short, I believe there are only 2 things that will help you yield. Not what you want of life, but what you sow. And these 2 things are your big why, also known as a crystal clear vision of your desire, backed by self-control. Remember, success and failure are the results of your habits. Your habits determines your thought pattern, and you will attract what you think. You can daydream and wish for amazing things, but it will not come to you without effort. Sowing means getting up in the morning and work in the field of your choosing. It also means, will you say no to late parties because you know that you've got to get up in the morning to stay focused on your purpose? Will you have the energy to remove the weed that has taken possession of your garden? Or will you simply sit on your lazy chair indefinitely, postponing any tedious task? Will you copy what everybody else is doing? Or will you have enough self-discipline to sow not what might appear to be quick cash in your pocket, but what you truly desire? Will you persevere and keep attending to the field, even if nothing grows for 5 or 10 years? will you stay concentrated on the task at hand when people around you roll their eyes or laugh at your ambitions? And will you be solid in your convictions when your family or your friends use this empowering language to dissuade you from pursuing your goals because they don't see anything growing? The choice is yours, but only until and as long as you live. The sooner you start sowing, the sooner you will receive what you desire. I hope that this episode was helpful. If you've enjoyed today's show, please share it. Please stay safe and healthy, and let's chat in a month. Have a fabulous day.